We want to thank you for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with Pastor Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries. Right now, let's get to Pastor Terry's insightful message.
Good morning. Now, I hope that everybody paid attention during the children's lesson and got two points. One, revelation. And that's what the word means. The older biblical word is apokalupto, to take away the veil. Oof! And everything is plainly revealed. Two, predictions are possible once the nature of the truth is understood, but the predictions are somewhat secondary. I want you to cling to these two things. Revelation, always clearly seen. Predictions are secondary to truth. Now, I did something on this same order a couple of years ago, concentrating a whole sermon on the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but questions continue to trail in on this, so I'm going to try to make even clearer my thoughts on understanding the book of Revelation today. And it begins as this passage begins. The book was sealed. The contents of the book were hidden and could not be known because it was sealed. Oh, some broad hints dropped here and there, but the big plan remaining unseen. It is difficult for us to understand the angst that many people felt about this condition before the arrival of Jesus Christ. But I want you to try and understand this angst. Our God, our Creator, our Maker, our Sustainer, the Lord of heaven and earth, has a plan. Big plan. Spans the ages. But it also includes each of our individual lives. And our children. And our grandchildren. Our civilization. Our times. Our death. And maybe something past that. He has this big plan. But we can't know it. It's sealed. It would tell us everything we need to achieve reassurance. It would give us all the understanding that we need to operate successfully in this life. It would clear up all mysteries, but we can't know it. The book is sealed, and not one of us is worthy to open it. This describes a state mentioned by the prophet of Isaiah about all those generations who lived in darkness, waiting and dying in the waiting for the light to dawn upon them. And then came one worthy to open the book, to break the seals. Jesus Christ lived as a human being, but lived without sin. And He is worthy to open the book. And at long last, we can see the plan. And everything is cleared up. Now, as soon as I say this, many people will object. You're trying to tell me that the book of Revelation, leaves us with clarity and not confusion? Because that's not my experience. Well, if it's not our experience, we're doing it wrong. And let me explain. How many of you have used screwdrivers? Everybody here, it's a pretty basic tool. Use screwdrivers, you've used screwdrivers. Now we have the power ones, the core, but it's all the same principle. Anybody ever had much success trying either to tighten or loosen a flathead screw with a Phillips screwdriver? It doesn't work well. What's the problem? Screw, screwdriver, screwdriver, screw. This should work. But no matter how I turn it, no matter how I angle it, no matter how I lean on it, I'm not getting the job done. You're using it wrong, guy. You can make the screw, screwdriver argument, but you're still trying to use a tool for something it wasn't designed for. A job that it is not fit to accomplish. Most of our confusion with the book of Revelation comes from a very similar problem. Preterist, and I've tried to explain that phrase a few times before. Preterists believe that everything in the book of Revelation and the larger body of apocalyptic scripture is about the past, that everything written in the Bible is about events that were already past at the time of the writing. And so it is only a retrospective view of something that happened a long time ago. Futurists, the opposite camp from preterists, generally believe that everything in the book of Revelation or the larger body of apocalyptic literature in the Bible is about some time way out there, maybe, but at least out there in the future that hasn't arrived yet, and we won't see these things occur until that distant future time gets here. Now, the sad thing is that both of those things are sort of true, not completely true. Yes, it's about things that are past. And yes, it's about things to come, but to try to limit it to either or even both, things that are past and things that are to come, is to have missed the point. What is revealed when you yank that veil away is the nature of reality, the truth about the world that we live in. And was it true back then? Yes, it was, because it's the nature of this world that we live in. And will it be true? Well, yes, it will still be true in the future. It is the nature of the world that we live in. And is it all true today? And the answer is yes. The book of Revelation makes us understand our times, because what is revealed is the nature of the world we live in and our place in it. Now, I will do a few things briefly. The first one is the horseman, which I cannot take the time to do like when I did this whole sermon about that. But it's the first thing that starts happening when the seals pop off the book. We find the horseman of the apocalypse. Again, I can't do this morning, but I encourage you to go home and read the book of Zechariah. Little short book, 14 chapters, and you don't even have to read the whole thing. Read chapters 1 and 6, 1 and 6 of Zechariah, and you know that you will find the horsemen in those chapters. 500 years before Christ, they were riding. And understanding what Revelation says and what Zechariah says, you will understand the horsemen better, in case you ever wondered, are they from heaven or hell? They're from heaven. They're the spirits of heaven patrolling the earth, interfering in the wars and the governance of men in ways that cause the purposes of God to be moved forward. And there they were, way back then. As you read the book of Zechariah, if you choose to read more than just those two chapters, you will also find the two witnesses from Revelation chapter 11. There they are in the book of Zechariah. And if you compare the two things, they're doing the same thing. There they are. There they are. The prophetic witness of God, His hand-picked servants who give the testimony of the truth in the face of the darkest lies. So that the truth can always be understood, no matter how evil this world gets and how deceptive it is. If you read the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, you discover the beast. But if you go back to the book of Daniel, you discover he was there then, that beast. And when you read both chapters, it's completely abundantly clear. The beast is the governments of the earth, duped by Satan, trying to advance his plans. The governments of the earth are the beast. The governments of the earth always become the beast in the end. How many of you think our government's getting a little beastly these days? Well, it's nothing new. There it was, there it will be, here it is now. Move on to chapter 17 of the book of Revelation, and there is Babylon, the apostate economy that regards everything as for sale. Everything! Purity is for sale. Babies are for sale. Life is for sale. Because love of money is the root of all manners of evil. And then go back and read the books of Kings and Chronicles and know that Babylon was there when the poor were sold for the price of a pair of shoes. Other characters, the false prophet in the book of Revelation, an apostate religion that tries to make you believe that unholy things are holy things and get you to enter into sin by the pathway of worship. And the false prophet was there in the religions of Baal, and Asherah, and Moloch, in the books of Judges and Samuel. Do you see? It is all the same. The predictions are secondary. The predictions are easy once you understand the nature of the reality that we live in. The world is lost. And there is a way out, but Satan doesn't want you to know it. And so he raises up an apostate government, an apostate economy, an apostate religion, the beast, the false prophet, and Babylon to keep you in bondage. And into the midst of this horrible state of affairs, God sends the prophetic witness so that the truth may be known in the darkest of hours. The horsemen, the spirits of heaven who will interfere and intervene in the wars and governments of men, so that ultimately God's plans will be advanced. And ultimately and finally, He sends His Son, Jesus Christ, who is, by the way, in every single chapter of the book of Revelation. Check me out. To show us the way out of this mess and in to something better. You see, if you believe that the horsemen are only a lesson in ancient history, retrospective, or a matter of anticipation in the far-flung future, you have missed the obvious truth that you have lived your lives amid the thunder of hoofbeats. If you think that the beast is only a study in ancient Babylon, or only a horror for the far-flung future, you have missed the truth. You have lived under the rampage of the beast all the days of your life. The voice of the false prophet has whispered in your ear all the days of your life. Babylon has sought to sell everything. All the days of your life. And what is revealed is the nature of the reality that you live in and what God is doing about it. And what's important for you, most important for you, is not what God was doing about it then, not what God is going to be doing about it then. You know what's most important for you? What's He doing about it now? When you live. And it hasn't changed. It won't change. And yes, there will be a last cycle. There will be an end. But it will be remarkably like everything that has come before. As I understand it, with one exception, for just a few years, God will remove all His restraining influence and the horsemen will be stabled. And the witnesses will quit speaking. And the testimony of Jesus Christ will dwindle. And for just a few years, Satan will have his way. And the beast and the false prophet in Babylon will prosper as they have never prospered before. But it will not be qualitatively different from what you have known all the days of your life. And when will the end come? I'm going to tell you, that seems to me like a fairly unimportant question. I might live until then. I might die before then. But either way, is not my hope Jesus Christ? Is not my only hope Jesus Christ? What changes? Nothing changes. And what is important is that I understand the reality in which I live and my place in it. Now, having said that, many of you could object. Well, Terry, if this is all there is to it, I have essentially known this all along. To which I answer, that is the point! Did we not hear it when Jesus said of the truths that He brought that angels and prophets lined up in days past longing to hear just a little bit of what has been poured out freely for us, but they didn't get to? You see, we can take these truths for granted because we have grown up after the seals have been removed. And the nature of reality has been made abundantly clear to us, and the shape of God's reaction more so. Everything we need to know, everything they long to know, has been revealed to us. One more time, the predictions of the future are secondary. What is shown you in the book of Revelation is what's happening in the world around you right now. And then one more thing. It says that in these days of Revelation, Jesus Christ calls us into a new kingdom and makes us into priests. Our role in this reality, which we have been given the blessing of seeing clearly. One is to acknowledge God as King and obey Him in all matters, great and small, with every fiber of our being, because we have entered into His kingdom. Is He our King? Second, to become within that kingdom priests. And what does that mean? What do priests do? Well, I will tell you. They reach out to those who have no connection with God, and they help them make that connection. What is our role? To count God as King and obey Him implicitly. And to reach out to those who do not know Him and guide them into a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ. Get at it. The past is over. Future is beyond your reach. But this reality that has been revealed to you is operative right now. No wonder that every generation reads the book of Revelation and says, the end must be coming soon. This sounds just like today. Well, of course it sounds just like today. It is the nature of all reality in every age. And you have a job. It has to do with your King and those who don't know Him. Get at it.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.